This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We are continuing in our branches of Iman, and we now move on to the next branch that Imam al-Bayhaqi mentions in his book, The Comprehensive Collection of the Branches of Iman, and that is of course Iman in Judgment Day, Iman in Qiyamah. And in fact, Imam al-Bayhaqi actually subdivides this into a number of other categories, and he's very specific, believing in the resurrection, believing in judgment, believing in... So he actually has a number of points. We're going to combine them all into one. And the concept of qiyamah, the concept of judgment, is something that is mentioned on every single page of the Qur'an. I challenge you to read any page of the Qur'an without a direct reference to qiyamah. It is one of the most common pillars that is mentioned throughout the entire Quran. In fact, it is almost impossible to find a surah. Perhaps it is said some of the smaller surahs do not mention it directly, but otherwise, every single chapter of the Quran mentions the resurrection in multiple ways. And in fact, the Quran presents many arguments to make people believe that there is a judgment. That is because the Quraysh did not believe in resurrection. Unlike Christianity that believes in resurrection, many segments of Judaism believe in resurrection. The Quraysh, they said, in hiya illa hayatuna dunya. It's only one life we live. When we die, we're not going to be resurrected. So the Quran came to keep on talking about resurrection so that they believe in it. And our scholars have mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms qiyamah in many different ways in the Qur'an. Of them is the vivid descriptions. If you read especially the Meccan surahs, and especially the surahs in Juz Amma, you will find so many vivid descriptions. عَمَّ تَسَأَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَأِ الْعَظِيمِ إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِرَتْ إِذَا الشَّمْسُ إِذَا السَّمَاءُ شَقَّتْ. So many vivid descriptions as if you are seeing qiyamah. Of them as well, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds mankind that I created you from nothing. Why would it be difficult to recreate you again? Allah says in the Quran, look at man, look, Allah says to mankind, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانِ. Let man see what was he created from. He was created from lowly fluid, meaning the one who created man from nothing, why would it be a problem to recreate man again? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also asks us to look at the world around us, the cycle of life. And Allah says, look at the rain cycle. Look at the dead earth that comes back. Look at the vegetation. Look at the cycle even of the crops. And Allah Azza wa Jal keeps on saying, the one who can do this, surely he can create mankind again. Of the resurrections as well, of the evidence for resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, or asks us rhetorically, and this is a philosophical argument, it's a logical argument. أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. Do you think that righteous people and sinful people will suffer the same end? That's it. Allah Azza wa Jal is asking a rhetorical question. Where is the judgment on tyrants? Does Hitler get to just die and that's it? The Fir'auns of our times that are wreaking havoc in Syria and other places, they have killed millions of people, and outwardly they're living luscious lives. Allah is asking, where is the justice? Surely there must be justice, O mankind, and there will be justice. أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ. Are we gonna make the muttaqeen like the fujjar? Are we gonna consider them to be the same, such that they live, they die, and that's it? No, even from a logical perspective, if you believe that Allah is just, and every religion believes Allah is just, then there must be a day of justice, and that's qiyamah. So Allah appeals to our rationale, our logic, and Allah says, in this world, there is no infinite justice, we see it. How many are the evil people? They live good lives outwardly, and they die. And how many are the poor, downtrodden, the madhlumeen, who are persecuted, tortured, and they don't seem to get justice? So Allah is saying that that justice will be established on Qiyamah. And the Day of Judgment is mentioned in over 2 dozen adjectives and nouns. I don't even have time today to go over all of them, but some of them we should be aware of. How does Allah describe, what is the noun given to Judgment Day? There are over 24 of the names of Judgment Day is al-yawm al-akhir, the final day, because it will be the final day of this creation before the new creation, before the new world, before the hereafter. So it is called al-yawm al-akhir. It is the final day after which there will be no day and night, because in Jannah there's only day, there is no night. So this is the final day. After that final day will come a new life which has no ending. It has an eternal life. So it is the final day of this world. And of the days, that of the names mentioned, is al-yawm al-azifa, the day that is very near, because azifa means that which is very, very close. Of the names of qiyamah is yawm al-ba'th, the day that people will be resurrected, because it is the day that people will come from their graves. Of the names of qiyamah is yawm al-taghabun, the day. Taghabun is a little bit complicated. It means that some people will feel that they have been shortchanged. They haven't gotten a fair deal. And these are the people going to Jahannam, that they will feel that it's not fair for them. But of course it is fair. And that is because they will feel that their transactions have not been worthwhile for them. So Allah calls it Yawm al-Taghabun, the day that they will be deceived themselves. Meaning they have deceived themselves, or they are the losers. So the day of Taghabun. Of the days of the name of Judgment Day as well is Yawm al-Talaq, Yawm al-Talaqi, the day that people are going to be meeting one another, because everybody will meet everybody on Judgment Day. Anyone whom you interacted with, you will meet on Judgment Day. Anyone whom you cheated, you will see on Judgment Day. Anyone whom you backbited, you will see, and that person will demand from you what you have to give on that day. Yawm al-Talaqi, the day everybody will meet everybody. And that's why Allah says on that day, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ شَأْنُ يُغْنِي. On that day, the unrighteous, the wicked, this one does not apply to the righteous, the wicked people will flee from their own mother, their own father, their own spouses, their own child. They will run away from them. Why? لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ شَأْنُ. Everyone will be demanding from the other. The father will say to the son, oh my son, you did dhulm to me on that day. I want my hasanat. Because on that day, they are going to be so desperate to save themselves. They will be willing to ransom their own parents, their own children, and to gain any good deed. So Allah calls that day the day of fleeing away from those whom you love. And this does not apply to the righteous. It's only to the unrighteous. Of the names of Judgment Day is Yawm al-Jam'i, the day that everyone will be resurrected. Never in human history will all mankind be together at one plane except on Judgment Day. Never have the bodies of mankind come together simultaneously from Adam up until the last generation. Never has that happened, nor will it ever happen after this day. So it is Yawm al-Jam', the day of the gathering, where all of mankind will be gathered together. And of the names of Judgment Day is Yawm al-Tanad, the day where everyone will be called. Everyone will be called by name. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call each and every one of us. One of the people asked Ibn Abbas, how will Allah simultaneously judge between all of His ibad on that day? Ibn Abbas said, the same way that Allah simultaneously takes care of every one of you right now, He will judge you on that day as well. Allah Azza wa Jalla is capable of all things. So He will call every one of us by name individually, and Allah Himself will judge directly. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, on that day, there will be no intermediary. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانَ. There will not be an intermediary, a translator between you and your Lord. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge every person directly. There is no one else who will judge on that day. Judgment is not relegated to an angel or to a prophet or to a king. Allah is Malikul Mulk, and Allah is Maliki Yawm al-Din, the judge on Judgment Day. So it is called Yawm al-Tanadi, because the judge Himself will call you and you will have to answer to Him. And of course, of the names of Judgment Day is Yawm al-Hisab and Yawm al-Din. And Yawm al-Hisab hisab, we all know what it means. The hisab, the reckoning, the accounting. Allah Azza wa Jal will have a reckoning of our deeds. And yawm ad-deen also means the judgment. So based on the hisab, the deen or the judgment will take place. Of the names of judgment day as well is al-haqqa. And al-haqqa means that which is for sure, al-haqq. Al-haqqa, the essence of haqq. Al-haqqa, there is no doubt about it. So Allah calls judgment al-haqqa. Mal-haqqa, wama adraka mal-haqqa. So al-haqqa is the haqq. So judgment has been called the haqq. Of the names of judgment day is yawm al-hasra, the day of regret. And also yawm al-nadama, the day of remorse. And that is because yawm al-hasra, every human being will find in himself and herself regret. Yawm al-nadama, everybody will feel guilty. Even the righteous, it is said, except for the shaheed. Even the righteous on that day, they will feel guilty. Why didn't I do more? Even those that got the B plus, they'll say, if I just worked harder, I would get the A minus. When they see the people going to a higher level, even though they're going in, but this is eternity. That's it. Your level is decided for all of eternity. So everybody, they say, except for the shaheed, everybody will feel some regret. Of course, as for the evil, the unrighteous, the wicked, their regret will be infinitely more. But it is said, even the righteous will feel that twinge. Why couldn't I have done more? Why couldn't I have exerted even yet more to get Firdaus al-A'la? So this is called Yawm al-Hasra, the day of regret. Yawm al-Nadama, the day of feeling remorse and guilt. Why didn't I do more? So everybody will be feeling it. So it is called Yawm al-Hasra and Yawm al-Nadama. Of the names of Judgment Day as well is Yawm al-Khulud, and this is the day of eternity. Some scholars say, because it will seem like an eternity for those who are being punished, and for those who are not being punished, it will not feel like an eternity. But the day of judgment itself will feel like an eternity. So it is Yawm al-Khulud. And of course, we learn from the traditions that the righteous people, the salihun, the muttaqun, judgment day will be a breeze for them. In one hadith, the Prophet said, it will be like the time between Asr and Maghrib. The shortest time, it just goes by. It's just going to zoom through. And those that are wicked and unrighteous, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً. It will look like 50,000 years for them, that for them this will become an eternity in and of itself. And of course, of the names of Judgment Day, and something that we all know is يوم القيامة. يوم القيامة. Why? Because everybody will be too nervous to sit down. You know, when you're nervous, you walk around. When you're nervous, you stand. Stand up. You cannot just sit down. Yawm al-Qiyamah is the day where everybody will be walking and pacing because they will not be able to sit down. So it is the day of standing. Of the names of Judgment Day, Yawm al-Fasl, the day of decision, criterion. Fasl means things will be decided. And so the righteous will be decided from the unrighteous. The people of Jannah will be decided from the people of Jahannam. So that is Yawm al-Fasl. Of the names of Judgment Day as well is, of course, the famous name As-sa'ah, and that is, we translate it as the hour, but it really means the time. As-sa'ah, the time. This is the time that everyone has been told about. This is the time has come, the appointed time. So it is called As-sa'ah. Of the names of a judgment day as well are names that go back to the terror on that day itself, such as As-sa'kha, and At-tamma, and Al-ghashiyah, and Al-qari'ah. All of these, they describe specific things that are going to happen on Judgment Day. The loud noise, the clamor, the din, the chaos, the confusion, the overpowering, the covering up. All of these are descriptions of what exactly is going to happen on Judgment Day. And of course, as for the details of Qiyamah itself, that is a whole different class that we don't have time to get into. I'll merely list some of the main things that our scholars have mentioned will happen. And that will be our halaqa for today. Of the things that are going to happen, obviously, is the resurrection, al-ba'th. And then the gathering together, the nushur, which is everybody's going to be racing and rushing towards one place. And then there's going to be the hashr. And the hashr is the gathering together in one location. Then there will be the qiyamah itself, where everybody will stand up and they will wait for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to judge. And then there will be the ard. And the ard is the showing of the deeds. And the ard comes before the hisab, which is going to be the reckoning. And the hisab will be followed by the mizan. And the mizan Iman is the scales where the good deeds will be weighed, so that nobody can complain that this is not fair. No, your deeds, the quality and quantity will be weighed, and you will see for yourself how productive your life was. Then after that, there will be the giving of the book or the records, either in the right hand side or in the left hand side. We ask Allah to be of the right hand side. Then after that, there will be the brightening of the faces. Those who get in the right hand side, their faces will be bright, and they will rush back to their families with the good news. Like anyone who passes an exam or does a major test, he goes to his family and friends, "I passed, look at my results." So the Quran tells us that on that day, those who get their exam in the right hand, they will be wujuhun yawmaydin mustabshira. They're going to be happy. Dahikatun. They're laughing, they're in joy. And they're going to say to their families, "Ha'um uqra'u kitabiyya. Look at my results." And they're going to be extremely happy. And there will be others, we ask Allah's refuge to be amongst them, that they are in dead gloom and terrified, and they will not be saying anything to anyone because they didn't get the results that they should have gotten had they prepared for that day. And after that, of course, there will also be the shafa'ah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the shafa'ah is for his entire ummah, and Allah azza wa jal will accept the shafa'ah of some, and he will delay the shafa'ah of others. And after that as well, will be the questioning of some people. Even after that, this is something called the qantara. And the qantara is a mini questioning that will take place before judgment, before entering the doors of Jannah. And the qantara will be the hisab between mankind. That is a separate hisab, that in case there was some dhulm between two people, Allah Azza wa Jalla will deal with it over there. So there is something called the qantara, which is the final mini hisab, and then after that will be the actual doors of the Jannah or the sirat. The scholars have differed what is the tartib, is the qantara after the sirat or before the sirat. But the sirat will obviously come before the doors of Jannah. The sirat is the final test, if you like, and some people, we ask Allah's refuge, will fall from the sirat, and the sirat is the bridge that has been placed over Jahannam to Jannah. Those who cross the bridge will get to Jannah. Those who do not, because of their deeds, the only way you can cross is if you have the deeds, if you have the righteousness. If you do not, then the sirat will not be crossed. We ask Allah's salama for this. So all of these is a very brief summary of the details of Judgment Day, and the Quran is full of these details, so that we put it into our minds that this life is a temporary life, and everything that we do will be recorded and will be shown to us on Judgment Day. This life is a test, and that is why this pillar of Qiyamah is one of the most important pillars out of all of our pillars. It keeps on reminding us this is a temporary life. This is not our permanent life. So we keep on reminding ourselves of this pillar of Qiyamah and prepare for that Qiyamah. Those who prepare will pass the test. Those who do not prepare, it's only their own fault. They can only blame themselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thabat, and for giving us our books in the right hand, and for making our skills heavy on Judgment Day, and to enter Jannah for those bighayri hisabin wala adhab. And we'll continue tomorrow, inshaAllah ta'ala.